We're back on with Cole at Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette, and I appreciate all the fishing reports earlier this hour and giving us more time today.
Absolutely, no problem.
So last time you and I talked, you were doing a little bit of trout fishing, and we're going to start there, but I want to eventually get to the muskie reports and kind of talk through that with you based on what I'm hearing from around the UP as well. But first, end of trout season. Man, we could not have asked for a better bite. Even though the water conditions were very high on a lot of rivers, the end of trout season went very well for me. What are you hearing, and what did you experience?
Yeah, end of trout season's been great. Nice wrap-up to a great season. The streamer bite was definitely the hottest thing for me personally and some of the anglers in the shop. It was the high water and the browns getting ready to go into spawn and the brookies as well. They were really feeding them quite a bit, real aggressive. So the high water pushed a lot of food into the rivers and stirred everything up, so that helped. Nymphing was good. And occasionally there was some October caddis that hatched and some BWO hatches, so there was still a little bit of dry fly fishing. It was just hard to find those risers out there. But if you looked long enough, you could find them.
I think all this rain is really going to help the reproductive efforts of these fish, the browns, brookies. You know, I can't imagine they're not going to have plenty of water to get their thing on, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Well, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out for the recruitment of this year's fish, or I should say next year's fish, actually. Let's move now to the muskie. I'm very encouraged by what I'm hearing. However, it seems like it's just absolutely a banner day one day, and then might be 2 days where they just got lockjaw, and then another day comes along, and then they go crazy again. So I'm not sure if you're seeing the same kind of roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I am. We did a little muskie camp not too long ago here, and one day was hot, then it was cold, and then next day of fishing, it was real hot again. I think that might have to do with these fish just gorging on food and then maybe taking a break to digest, and then they're right back at it. So just stay with it. Keep going. It's definitely the best time of the year, and we're moving into October, and that's another great chunk of the muskie season. So I'm getting ready to go out here shortly for muskie, chasing some bigger fish, hopefully. But we've been catching a lot of fish. So numbers have been good. Haven't quite found that big one yet, but a lot of fish in the mid to upper 30s. So still enough to get out and keep going for them.
Let's give some recommendations on both gear and flies if folks are interested in going and chasing some muskie.
Yeah, if you're going to be using some gear, I'd definitely recommend using some glide baits, a little bit slower presentation. They'll track it well and, sets them up for a nice T-bone strike. Also, you can use some of the bulldogs and things like that. Get real deep if you're fishing lakes. Right now, a lot of the weed beds are dying, so try to target the fish in the pockets where there's no weeds. We were doing quite well fishing kind of the edges and areas where we weren't far from the dying weeds, but we weren't necessarily fishing in them at all. So, and as far as rivers go, if you're a river fisherman, look for that hard structure, log jams, deadfalls, things like that, and deep drop-offs. But on the fly end of things, definitely upping our game here, throwing a lot of stuff that's 10-plus inches long, things that we can twitch and swim a little bit slower, maybe dredge with a full sinking line and just hang in front of their face and be ready for that figure eight when you bring it up to the boat. I seem to get a lot more follows this time of year than eats out from the boat. So this is a great time of the year to make sure you're doing your figure eight every single cast.
Any recommendations on colors right now? Because I did hear somebody that had a great day on very muted colors, not bright colors.
Yeah, I'm still a big fan of doing like an olive and brown with maybe a little bit of white in there or cream. That's my favorite for flies, a little more natural bait presentation. If the water does get dirtied up, going bright isn't going to hurt. Fire Tiger's still one of my top producers. And pink and yellow has actually come up and been one of my new favorites, too.
Excellent. Cole from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. Man, I love talking muskie with you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a blast. I mean, they're fish 10,000 casts, but we can talk about them all day.
This is The Outdoor Show.